If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Phoning It In. My name is Dave Coffey. On this episode, I'm talking to three Irish sisters who've taken the world by storm with their YouTube videos about seduction. Welcome to the show, London, Paris, and Bunrati Jones. London, I'm going to come to you first because you kind of kicked this whole thing off, these videos about seduction, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. I suppose with me, I, as you can probably tell, I have a very seductive voice.
Sure.
And that's just natural. That's
really?
Just wow. Like the way my voice comes out, it has this timbre. Is that how you say that mm-hmm. word, Dave? has a timbre that's just, you know, it's evocative of.
And has your voice always been like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say, you know, the way some people hit puberty, I hit sex voice very early, you okay. know?
Around the same time.
As hitting puberty,
yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Paris, when did you kind of get into
this? It was deeply disturbing, let me tell you. When you hear, like, 10-year-old girl with sex voice, I mean, it is horrifying. All of us. I'm older than London, of course, and slightly more refined, but still a caramelly kind of voice.
Yeah. Very husky, kind of deep.
Yes. I smoke 40 pence a day to maintain this
You've actually
voice.
Got two cigarettes lit right now.
Oh, God, are they still lit?
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have powered. Hold on 1 second. And done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just.
That's a real trick of hers, to be able to suck the cigarettes inside her mouth.
Yeah.
And then
the cigarette, not just the smoke.
Yeah.
I suck the cigarette in.
Just pop them both in there.
But then she can pop them out at any time and they're still lit.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And you want to see where I can pop them out of.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. Bunrati, you're involved in this as well?
Yeah.
And how did you get involved?
Speak up, Bunrati, please.
Sorry. Because we're siblings, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was unemployed. And the guys, obviously, they started the videos. And I just begged. I said, please, London, please, Paris, just, you know, I've got loads of ideas, loads of notes. I've been brainstorming all time, and I can really add something.
London, what does Bunrati bring to the table?
Bunrati brings a lot to the table, really. You know, the thing about sexuality is that it's a spectrum,
yeah,
and people are into a lot of things,
yeah,
you know. And Bunrati really appeals to a niche demographic.
Yes. Very, very niche.
One man. But he's a payer.
Okay.
He's a benefactor.
Platinum,
you know?
Subscriber.
Okay. And what does that entitle him to, Bunrati?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. So what, like bonus videos or?
Oh, yes. Bonus content, calls, visits.
Bunrati is a dirty little whore.
Okay. You actually go and see this guy?
Oh, he comes to us.
He's married to her.
Oh, yeah. Right. So you. So.
Well, yes, but
that's one of. If you subscribe to our platinum service, you can marry one of us.
Okay, and so far you guys are unmarried. Is that right?
Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah,
we have a. You know, there isn't just one man for us. You know, but Bunrati, it worked out well for her.
Yeah.
But
he's in the public eye. But we kind of have an NDA, kind of.
Yes. Wink, wink.
What
is
that?
Bunrati's trying.
Well,
to say.
He wanted us to have a pretend NDA, so everything's high tension, on edge. Like he doesn't know that I'm going to keep a lid on it. But okay. He kind of trusts me, but that's what makes it exciting is that he doesn't really know if I'm
okay,
really trustworthy.
So
Bunratty has had NDAs with all of her boyfriends, have insisted upon not anyone knowing that they're going out with Bunratty.
She's really into power play, Dave. Yes. You know, that's
very,
one of her
very much
kinks.
Into power play.
Right, so can you tell me who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Simple as that. You did ask the one question
you just,
that she
all
is
you have to do
to
is
answer.
Ask, okay. You know? It's just...
Great, who is it?
Oh. What do you think, guys? Should I? Or
do you want to all say it at the same time and then no one can really be blamed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Kiefer
Sutherland.
Yes.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought it was going to be Gary something else. Okay.
Well, Gary Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, that's his.
It's a different. It's not. Oh, it's not the famous Kiefer Sutherland.
But it is a famous Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes, he is in the public
he
eye.
He is in the public eye for having a similar name to Kiefer Sutherland.
He is a politician. So.
Yeah. Okay. Politician. Gary Kiefer Sutherland. In Bhutan.
Yes.
Right. And he's from there?
No.
No, okay. He moved there and got into politics.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the only place he could get a position, you know?
Right, okay.
The highest ranked quality of life. No, happiness. Oh. The highest happiness, apparently, which
he
is
does.
Shocking. Bhutan, because of some initiatives that he has run under my advice.
Mm. Wow, okay. So you're really like changing lives with this.
It's a real Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton situation going on over there with Bunratty, you know what I mean?
Except you're completely not in the public eye with him.
Well, not before now.
Is this going to change things, do you think? Will you step into the limelight?
I don't think your listenership is that big, Dave. I don't think anyone's going to notice,
right.
To be honest.
Well, also, Gary Kiefer Sutherland's not a household name in this part of the world. Obviously.
Yeah.
Different in Bhutan.
True. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, what's your Bhutan listenership?
Do you have those numbers, Dave?
I don't have those numbers right now in front of me, but
okay, well, we
I'd
can
say
wait.
They're probably not a lot. We'll come back to it later on.
Okay. You get one of your... Assistance to...
Yes, one of the team can come back on that. Has a seduction ever backfired on you, Paris?
Oh, yeah. Every single time.
Right. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, would you call it backfiring for me to end up in a ditch? Yes,
sure.
after a car backfired.
Yeah. And this was after a seduction?
A seduction. Yeah. I seduced a man, let's call him Roderick, and we were having it away.
That's the official seduction term.
Yes, we call it having it away.
Or having it at home is something else.
Well, that's what Bunratty does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What does that mean?
Oh, you can't find out unless you subscribe to the Platinum package.
Oh, right.
That's
only...
Yeah, you'll find out what having it at home is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But everything else is having it away.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're having it away.
Having it away in his Kia.
Yeah.
Release the handbrake on purpose. Just for a wild time, you know.
Did or he did?
I did.
Okay.
Won't believe what part of her body she released that handbrake with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't...
You won't believe it.
We don't have to.
I could tell you, and you wouldn't believe it.
All right.
You wouldn't believe it, Dave.
Do you want to tell me?
I don't believe it.
Yeah. My lower intestine.
Okay. I don't believe that.
It protrudes.
It protrudes.
Okay.
It a rosebud.
We call it a rosebud.
That's actually what Citizen Kane was
after
about.
That's what he really missed was a protruding intestine.
Right.
That's what he was talking about. People who think it's a sled.
His mother had one and he just loved
he
it.
He loved it.
Honor.
That would shape your entire life though, I imagine.
Yeah.
As someone who has a protruding lower intestine, can you...
Well, I can tell you that men often on their deathbed whisper the word rosebud. So
specifically about you.
Specifically about me, right. Or maybe they're referencing Citizen Kane. Yeah. And quite a funny gag.
It certainly shapes your bowel movements, I can tell you that
It certainly does,
Is this a common...
I can lasso...
Is this a family trait? As in, do you all have it?
No, oh. I got sex voice. She got a protruding intestine.
And I got a very long, long, long little finger.
Yes. Yes.
Just one.
Just yeah, one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Right. I notice you're folding your arms there.
She also, if you notice, has a very, very short little finger on the other hand.
Oh, almost as though
almost as though one was transplanted.
God opens a door, opens a door and closes a window.
Yeah,
right. So you're in this car.
So I'm in the car. I'm a wild card seductress. You know, I'm like, hey, I'll suddenly set your jacket on fire, or I'll say, hey, give me $1,000, and they'll be like, I don't have any dollars, and I'm saying, okay, well, we're gonna break into a bank now. And get some dollars.
Yeah.
People love the danger.
People love the danger. I'll pick out some dorky nerd who works in an office, usually in accounting. He has glasses. And I will, you know, just make his life a thrill for, I don't know, a weekend.
But it always backfires.
It always backfires, yes.
And in this case, the car went into a ditch.
Car went into a ditch. The man screamed for an hour. Straight saying, this is my wife's car. What am I going to do? Yeah.
And you just left him or?
Well, I paid for the car. Oh, you know, nice. I mean, well, yes, but it's not nice for me.
Yeah.
So the whole thing backfired.
Yeah.
We are professionals, Dave. You know, I don't want anyone to not think that.
London, what's your favorite seduction technique?
It's called the corpse.
What's that involve?
Well, it's a real specialty of mine.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of, have you seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
So,
were you turned on by it, Dave?
No.
A little bit.
Though. No, I'm trying to remember because those films in the 80s, they often did have like titillating sexy bits, you know, comedies back then, but I don't remember.
Like a floppy man. Yes, titillating, sexy,
a corpse,
floppy man,
a dead corpse,
falling
incredibly titillating.
Yes, I know, Dave. I know. Well,
so London, do you get a corpse and bring it around?
No,
with
no,
you,
I act as the corpse. Oh. So yes, it's usually a group dynamic thing that two people, you know, regardless of gender, they Weekend at Bernie's me.
You'll be out on a date and you'll just shout Weekend at Bernie's me and then flop over.
Exactly. I just collapse into my pudding and then, you know, they have to from then on just make the day work.
Okay.
You know?
And do you keep it going for a whole like 48 hours?
However long they want, Dave.
Okay. Sometimes we end up in The Undertakers. And that's kind of fun because they've got a lot of cool
things. It's very sexy in The Undertakers. Yeah. People don't realize.
Well, like what?
Well, there's different kinds of boxes, caskets, beds.
Sexy.
There's like embalming fluid, which is quite numbing.
But it's a great massaging oil, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sort of assumed it wouldn't smell very nice, though.
Well, again, I suppose there's a niche for everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I actually don't have a sense of smell.
You know?
So I need really strong smelling fluids.
Right. And what's next for you three? I heard your
that
lunch
didn't interest Dave at all. Just right. Okay, fine. No sense of smell. Really needs really strong fluids. Anyway, carry on.
What's next for you three? I heard you're launching a new product.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to, who wants to tell
yes.
me about
it? Oh, please, Paris.
That's me. have you ever skydived?
Yes, once, yeah.
Ever sex-dived?
As in, have sex while skydiving?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, good luck. Because we have got a voucher here for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've changed it up a little bit where you it's you dive out of a plane and then one of us is waiting on the ground. So you
naked.
Fall from the naked. You fall from the plane. It's your challenge to maintain your erection as you fall. And then you
can't get it. Can't get a new one once you've landed.
No.
Won't.
You start with the erection you started with. you don't get a new one.
One of us is in the plane.
One of us is in the plane.
GoPro.
One of us is on the ground. One of us is in the air just keeping you going.
Yes.
There's a GoPro on a hook that you wear on a thong so we can make sure that it is the same erection.
Yeah.
And then you just dive on in, Dave.
And
dive
so
on
do in. You also
your choice who is where?
Yes.
Oh, as in I can go
one
I
plane,
want.
One sky, one land.
It's
how you start,
like,
how you carry on, how you finish. It's totally
like
up to
date,
you.
Marry, okay. Kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the one on the ground will be killed by impact.
Yes. So I'm also imagining that I, as the parachuter, have to sort of aim myself.
That is a skill you have to be.
Oh, yes.
Whoever's on the
one in the air will help somewhat. Okay. They will direct you somewhat toward
just verbally.
Yeah.
Also, to the right, to the left, more center.
And they're also
maintain that erection.
They're keeping things going so that you don't have to
somewhat
focus
somewhat
verbally.
Verbally, yes. Stay hard.
Ooh, daddy.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, this is a
which would you
very
choose,
niche product.
Which would you choose for each of the roles? Let's just...
Yes, Dave,
no, I don't think that's fair. You're all here in front of me.
No, go on,
well, you have
Dave.
Given me the voucher next.
You've got the voucher.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Dave. Let us know.
Come on, Dave.
Do you want the dead body in the plane? Or body on the way... she'll be weekending Bernie.
Do you want Bunratty with her long finger in the air on the plane or on the ground?
Yes. Do you want to plunge into a rose bush?
The finger would be good for pointing the
That's
direction.
Very true. So. That's very true. So Bunratty in the sky with diamonds.
Weekend at Bernie's up in the plane. That's going to make that a bit more interesting.
Absolutely.
And
then danger.
Yeah, wild card.
On the ground, ready to be eviscerated.
Yes. And that's going to backfire on you.
My vagina will be on fire.
And you almost certainly will die. So
yes.
That's living up to your...
It's an exciting time.
Mm. Well, listen, I think this is a great new product. I wish you all the best with it. And
we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. We look forward to your custom
cashing in of the voucher.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Mm.
Cheers.
Hi, bye.
Thank you to my three guests today, Pearl, Mark, and Hannah. Cheers. Do you guys have it and you want to plug? We'll do that now and we can maybe do other plugs later, or I don't know. Do you have it and you want to plug?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to actually just stop doing this.
Yeah, maybe.
And Mark, do you want
Well, I always...
plug yourself.
...have the same thing. Listen, for the love of God, come on now. In this day and age, what is going on? Would you please listen to Look What's After Happening? It's a hilarious podcast. Previous guests, we had people like, I don't know, Pearl O'Rourke, Hannah Mamelis, and Dave Coffey. You love those people. Listen to that show.
Okay, guys, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on this bonus episode of Phoning It In.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.